Hi, this is a dictation for Robert Ham, Robert Hamm. Date of service is 6/22/2023. Date of accident is February 6, 2022. Date of birth 5/18/1983. The patient, Robert Ham, has been a victim of an automobile accident that happened on 2/6/2022 as a restaurant driver, where he was hit. Where he hit another car on the T-bone passenger side, since the other car did not stop on a red light. In this impact, no one died, but he started having some headaches as well as pain in the right thumb and lower back. The lower back pain initially was 9 without any significant radiculopathy. However, the MRIs were found positive with a bulging disc at L4, L5 and a herniated disc at L5S1 with a mild to moderate bilateral neural foramen stenosis and bilateral facet arthropathy and a severe edema inflammation of the annular fissure. The patient has undergone a series of lumbar epidural injections since the time of accident, beginning from 6/15/2022 until now, which last one was done on 1/19/2023. His sacral iliac joint healed up, but now he's again complaining of pain in the right sacral iliac joint area. He points the pain towards that, which is still persisting, and patient has been advised that he may benefit from some further one or two injections in the area. So far, patient has been discharged from physical therapy. He doesn't intend to go there. He also is having a significant pain, which is worse, especially only after 8 hours of long work day. Pain level is now towards 4 or 5, and ADLs are also not reported affected beyond 5, except in the area of general activity, which is 7, and mood, which is 6. And the rest of the system review is from the chart, and the additional history, the substance abuse, and compliance history is also from the chart. The physical examination will be as follows. The blood pressure is 122 over 82, pulse is 65, pulse ox is 100. And the rest of the exam is from previous visit of 5/25/2023 with a dictation number 0526-044 with the following changes. Please do the general review. And in the muscular examination, please make sure that there is no spasm of the paraspinal muscles at this time, and no other muscles are affected, no trigger points are noticed, no cronous fasciculation or abnormal tremors, spasm or tenderness, or any atrophy of the muscles noticed throughout the body. The musculoskeletal examination is also completely normal with the inspection palpation from the template. Spine tenderness, none. Paravertebral muscle spasm, none. And paravertebral muscle hypertrophy, none. Range of motion cervical spine, completely normal at forward flexion 50, extension 60, bilateral side flexion 45, bilateral rotation 80. In the lumbar spine, range of motions are forward flexion 60, extension 20, bilateral side flexion is 25, and rotation is 30 bilaterally. And maneuvers to identify and reproduce the pain in cervical spine, Hoffman sign, Sperling, Lermit test, distraction test, and Soto Hall test are all negative. Thoracic spine, Roos test is negative. In lumbar spine, Budzinski-Kernick test, the straight leg raising test, contralateral lateral leg raise test are negative. Breger test is negative, and CAM test is negative. The Babinski sign is negative. Sacral iliac joint, only slight pain is noticed and maybe possible tenderness in the right sacral iliac joint. However, standing flexion test is negative, iliac compression test is negative, distraction test is negative. The Faber test was positive on the right side, and Gonsalin test is positive on the right side. The extremities are all completely normal, including the right thumb. No other finding. Diagnosis remains the same. The plan will be to try one or two injections towards right sacral iliac joint. The patient is seeing Dr. Usman, who is a neurosurgeon, who advises only injections, no surgery. Therapy has been concluded. Patient has tried acupunctures and chiropractic treatment with maximum relief that has been obtained. The patient would like to be discharged from the treatments as he has obtained the maximum relief that is possible this time. Some disabilities remain, and we hope that it will get better. If the patient chooses to have a sacroiliac joint injection done on the right side, we'll be more than happy to provide one or two of them to find out the diagnostic and therapeutic reason for this. Thank you.